So it is a double feast day. That means we'll have twice as much to talk about. But no, honestly, I pondered over these readings for a few days, and we're going to honor our mother as much as we can. It's her beautiful feast day, a solemn feast to honor the Mother of God, Mother of Jesus, who is truly man, truly boy, but truly God. So she is the Mother of God, and also by participation, and we'll talk about that, our participation in Christ, she's also very much our Mamacita. A lot of times when I was in Mexico, we would call her Mamacita, our little mom. She's always there for us. She's always interceding and taking care of us, that little gentle whisper or gentle nudge as the little mom kind of pushes us along. Very gently, very unassumingly. And today in the gospel kind of finishes that shepherd's story. We would have heard this if we had the midnight mass, but we'll hear it today, of the shepherds and just Mary pondering so many things in a mother's heart. We'll have time some other day to talk about how she ponders our memories of our Lord's own interventions in our own lives, our personal photo album. I think I shared this not too long ago in December. Like, Our Lady keeps a little photo album, like any mom would, of her son's interventions in our heart. But for some reason, I was more struck with the other side of this feast day, the circumcision of Jesus, that first shedding of the blood of the Savior, that first naming. Remember, for the Jews, circumcision was very important. It was the mark of a Jew, a mark of a faithful Jew. You were a blood child of Abraham, and you would one day receive the fullness of the promises that God had made to Abraham if you had that mark. Now, if you remember in the early Acts of the Apostles, shortly after the resurrection of our Lord, the ascension of our Lord, the apostles had to discuss with the Gentiles, the non-Jews who were somehow newly made heirs as well. Even though they weren't Jews, they would receive the promises made to Abraham. And the apostles were struggling. Do we have to give them circumcision? We're not going to get many members, right? Reality check. And they prayed. They really prayed intensely. Do we adjust? Is the Holy Spirit guiding us to adjust this tradition, this mark of those blessed in Abraham by God? And sure enough, guided by the Holy Spirit, they just let circumcision move away as kind of the physical thing, the material thing of old, but now fully realized spiritually in what? What is our circumcision? It's our baptism. By baptism, we are marked spiritually. When that water is poured out upon us, we are heirs to the promises made to Abraham. We are heirs in Christ. We are marked spiritually. You can even read in theology, in the catechism, that you receive an indelible mark. Character is the technical term. Let me just read quickly. Incorporated into Christ by baptism, the person baptized is configured to Christ. It's like he stamps his face on each one of us. Baptism seals the Christian with an indelible mark or character, not personality character, but another kind of word, of his belonging to Christ. I claim you in Jesus' name, we say at baptism. No sin can erase this mark, even if sin prevents baptism from bearing the fruits of salvation. Given once for all, baptism is not repeated. And that sacramental character that consecrates them for Christian, it consecrates each one of us for Christian worship, that participation in God's life. Anybody see the movie Wolverine? Maybe a few? So it's like that injection of a new substance inside of us, so to speak, spiritually. Not real adamantium, although that would be cool. But a spiritual mark, a spiritual reforging, reconfiguring was begun. Like always in the sense of a mustard seed to be growing throughout our lives, but it is a reconfiguring. I am configured to Christ. I am marked, branded in his image, and the enemy's hold has less influence over me. Imagine like the sheep and the herd, they're all branded as belonging to that flock. And baptism is that branding, if you will. I am marked forever in this life and in the next as one of Christ's children, one of Christ's people, of the people of God. We share today is the naming of Jesus. And what a beautiful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. What a powerful name it is. And that name has been invoked over each one of us. And we share in that naming of our Lord. The head as also the body, the members. Christ the head, we the body. We share in that name of Christian, what it means to carry the name of Christ, marked indelibly, never to be erased, never to be blotted out. What a tragedy it is when we have that unfortunate, that misfortune to fall into mortal sin and scar it, but we can't get rid of it. I forget who the saint was, but he said that even those who suffer the torments of hell, one of the greatest torments is that they are mocked for bearing that image of our Lord on their hearts and not having been faithful to it. They were called to divinity, they were called to that inheritance forever, and they forfeited that inheritance, much like Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of soup, and his brother Jacob took it. Anyway, we are receiving today, we share and celebrate that birthright that was given to us, that mark in our baptism, which is our spiritual circumcision that we share with Christ. Members with him, open like St. Paul would say, we might receive, so that we would receive adoption as sons in the Son. What he has by nature, we have by adoption. And it was in a moment that we were given that proof in the Holy Spirit that we too, with Jesus, and in his name, can call up to God, Abba, my daddy, my father. So we are no longer slaves and creatures and servants, but sons in the Son through our baptism. And if sons, then also heirs, St. Paul says. And my calling throughout life is to develop that configuration, to live truer and truer to that configuration in my attitudes, my thoughts, my actions, my prayer. It's why we are enabled to pray the way no other can. Because it is Christ who prays now in me. It's the Spirit present in me, praying through me, with me. And all that I do, is why we begin everything in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because we were renewing that awareness, that conviction, that it is that indelible configuration in which I pray. So we open our hearts to this mystery of our faith. We try to cherish that mark that we have received, even as today our Lord himself was marked with it. And we ask the Blessed Mother to continue interceding for us like a mother, a little mother for her sons and daughters, that she would nudge us along to be faithful to that mark, that character, that indelible branding, if you will, that we can call upon God in Jesus as Daddy, as Abba, sons in the Son and heirs to all that he received and promised us. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Thank you.